The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Science and Environment, as the UN Ocean Conference opens in France, a push to turn promises into protection. The third United Nations Ocean Conference, or UNOC, opened June 9th amid rising pressure for nations to turn decades of promises into real protection for the sea. The week-long summit came as just 2.7% of the ocean was effectively protected from destructive, extractive activities, according to the ocean advocacy nonprofit Marine Conservation Institute. That's far below the target agreed upon under the global 30 by 30 pledge to conserve 30% of land and sea by 2030. Atop this year's agenda was a diplomatic race to ratify the High Seas Treaty. Adopted in 2023, the treaty would, for the first time, allow nations to establish marine protected areas in international waters, which cover nearly two-thirds of the ocean and are largely ungoverned. The ocean is critical in stabilizing Earth's climate and sustaining life. It generates 50% of the oxygen we breathe, absorbs around 30% of carbon dioxide emissions, and captures more than 90% of the excess heat caused by those emissions. Without a healthy ocean, experts warn, climate goals will remain out of reach. The treaty will only come into force once 60 countries ratify it. As of June 8, just 32 countries had done so. Advocates hope UNOC can build enough momentum to cross the threshold, which would allow for the first official Oceans Conference of Parties. South Korea, France, and the European Union have championed the treaty, but most large ocean nations have yet to ratify it, including the rest of the G20. Beyond new commitments, the conference cast a spotlight on the growing gap between marine protection declarations and real-world conservation. The conference featured 10 panels on topics such as blue finance, sustainable fisheries, and plastic pollution. Deep-sea mining was expected to feature in broader discussions, while small island states were likely to use the platform to advocate for increased climate adaptation funding. The outcome of these discussions was expected to form the basis of the NEAS Ocean Action Plan, a declaration of voluntary commitments to be adopted by consensus and presented at the United Nations in New York this July. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.